I was born into a poor family. I was the third child, following two boys. My mother came from a similarly poor family, so her expectations in life were not inspirational. Her education was limited, and I'm not sure if she ever finished school. She was happy to become a wife and mother, just like her mother before her. That was what she expected, and no more. My father worked in the Merchant Navy and went to sea for long periods of time. It was left to my mother and grandmother to raise the family and provide for them as best they could. My father enjoyed the sea life, and when he was home, the atmosphere in the house changed negatively. I was too young to understand, but I have memories of seeing my mother unhappy and hearing constantly raised voices. I do remember, on these occasions, finding comfort with my eldest brother. He was our father figure, and he made me feel safe. My father was on shore leave every 18 months. Each time his leave was over, my mother was pregnant, hence 18 months between each child. We were known as shore leave babies. The house where I was born was a rental, and the furnishings were sparse and shabby. My mother kept it clean and was proud of her home. She did the best she could with what she had. My crib was the bottom drawer of a dresser. There were no fancy babies or as decor and no nursery. I was in the same bedroom as my parents. I was most likely dressed in hand-me-downs from my two brothers with cloth diapers and a pacifier. That was the standard baby wardrobe back in those days. My eldest brother was our caretaker during the hours my mother was gone, either to work or looking for my father when he was on shore leave. He was a frequent visitor to the local bars. Unfortunately, there are many memories my brother would rather not discuss with me. I've asked him what he remembers of me. He told me, "You were sick all the time and cried a lot." My mother was a tall, attractive woman and was considered a good catch for any man. Although I have no memories of him, I know my father was also tall and handsome, with ginger coloring. All my siblings have a red or auburn touch in their hair, including me. My sister is a fiery redhead to this day. My parents were high school sweethearts, and although they didn't marry until my mother was 21, it was to be a tumultuous marriage.